66. Thomas Lawton and Billy Singer and Ed Barone were all in Jesse's office the next morning. They weren't happy about being summoned. Lawton was threatening to call the mayor. Jesse didn't expect to accomplish much or learn anything. He had just awakened with the urge to bounce them around a little bit and look them all in the eyes again. Lawton had told Jesse the same thing he'd told him after Molly shot Richie Carr, that he didn't know Carr, had never done business with Carr. Jesse turned to Billy Singer and Barone. "I've already asked Mr. Lawton this," he said to them, "but is there any chance I might discover that one of you boys has a connection to Carr, or Darnell Woodson, or both?" "Billy's the one who brought hired thugs into this," Barone said. "I didn't play it that way."
"Didn't play it that way this time, you mean," Singer said.
"Fuck off," Barone said. "Moving right along," Jesse said. "Did the girl wake up yet?" Lawton said to Jesse.
"Not yet," Jesse said. "And maybe not ever."
"You mind explaining why we're all here?" Barone said.
"Is that an existential question?" Jesse said.
"Huh?" Barone said.
"At least one of you sent somebody to Neil O'Hara's house looking for something, and then to Ben Gage's," Jesse said.
"Finally, to Kate O'Hara's. I was just wondering why."
"You got no proof of that," Barone said. "You got no proof tying anybody in this room to what happened to the mayor and those kids. All's I can see here is you busting chops."
Lawton said, "Everybody's got to be good at something."
Jesse smiled.
"What are you good at, Thomas?"
"Listen," Lawton said, leaning forward in his chair. "I had no use for that kid. For any of those kids, truth be told. But I liked Neil, whether you want to believe that or not, and even though he was on the wrong side of this."
"He was just a small-town guy who couldn't think big enough," Billy Singer said.
"You mean he wasn't like the big thinkers I've got sitting across from me," Jesse said.
"Listen," Singer said, "because I'm going to say this for the last time. None of us in this room are saints."
He threw a derisive nod at Jesse.
"Excepting you, of course. And even though Barone or me is going to end up a loser on this thing, nobody this close to closing a sweetheart deal like this is going to be enough of a dumbass to kill people before we do."
"And on that note," Lawton said, checking his phone, "and if you're done wasting our time, I call this meeting adjourned."
Jesse smiled again. "One of you knows exactly what's going on here," Jesse said. "I just wonder why the other two aren't more worried about that, or wonder what the threat might be to this deal getting locked down."
Ed Barone stood.
"Your problem, Chief," he said, "not ours. And by the way, your Indian friend ever comes near me again, I'm not calling you to complain. I'm calling my friend, the governor."
"I'll give him a stern talking to," Jesse said. Thomas Lawton stood. So did Singer.
"Thanks for wasting our time," Singer said.
"A meeting about nothing," Lawton said, "because you've got nothing."
"You sure about that?" Jesse said.